talked about this in the beginning of this man. The mitzvah of Emunah is the pasuk Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So we see that Emunah is related with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, the Chag of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mayet Tzeischami Mitzrayim, is the fountain of Emunah. The whole Inyan of Pesach is Emunah. There are three Mayadim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And these three Mayadim are connected Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Pesach is Avraham. And that's why you find in Chumash Kseida that anything important, or the events that really meant something by Avraham Avinu, were all on Pesach. The Bris by Nabsarim was on Pesach. The Malachim came to be Mevaser him on Leidas Yitzchak on Pesach. The Melchama that he had with the Abba Malachim was on Pesach. Pesach is the source, is the Yom Tov of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu, of course, is the Shairash of our Emunah, Vahem and Bashem, Vayachshaveh Eloi Tzedakah. Avraham Avinu is Emunah. So Pesach is Emunah. On Pesach, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to talk about the Emunah, talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, talk about Anochi Hashem Elokech Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because on Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam showed us, he demonstrated that he is the Borei Olam. Because all the Asara Ma'amaris with which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world, which we didn't see, but these Asara Ma'amaris were transformed into the Asara Ma'akais, and this we did see. I can't go into detail. It's a long Indian that needs explanation. But the Asara Ma'amaris were demonstrated in the Asara Ma'akais. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam showed us that he made the world, and therefore that answers the kasha why the first of the Aseres HaDibros doesn't say Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Bara Es Olam or Asher Barasiicha. Why does it say Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? Because we weren't there by Briyas Olam. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam showed us Yetzias Mitzrayim. There were 600,000 Yidden that saw Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all the Asar Ma'amaris came backwards by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like, for instance, the first Maimar is Breishis. The Gemara says that 10 times it says Vayomer by Mainse Breishis. So the Gemara says if we count it, when we find 9. So the Gemara says Breishis is also a Maimar. Breishis means the beginning. There's something very deep in this. By Breishis, the first Maimah can't say Vayomer. It was before Amira was even created. Breishis created the Kayach of Amira. So by the second Maimah, which was Yehi Oyer, it already can say Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer. So the first Maimah is Breishis, the beginning. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam demonstrated by us that he is in control of all the beginnings. And therefore, the last marker was the most important marker, just like Breishis is the most important Maimah. The last marker was Makas Bechayres, the beginning of the origin, the genesis of the Mitzrayim were smitten, because it was connected Breishis. The second Maimah is Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer. So the next to the last marker was Chayshech. The Ebesha says, I created Eir and I can create Chayshech. Yetzer Eir v'Eir Chayshech. And by the Yidna, L'chol b'nei Yisrael haya Eir b'mesh v'Eisem. And so on and so forth. So by Mitzrayim, the Rabbi Yisraelim demonstrated that he created the world. So Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim is the fountain of Emunah. So therefore, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbi Shlomo wants us to talk, and we should transmit the Emunah to our Dairis. Leman, like it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Uleman Tesapa B'yazne Bincha Ben Bincha Isa Sher Salauti Ben Mitzrayim. So therefore, the Rebbe wants us to tell your children about the Emunah. Because how do we know the Emunah anyway? Like we discussed what the Kuzari says, what the Rambam says. It passed down our generations. We have it in Mesaira. Pass Yitzias Mitzrayim down to your generations. So this is the mitzvah of Haggadah. To speak to the small children, and to the medium children, and to the big children, and afilu kolonu zekainim, kolonu chachamim, talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, transmit it, eternalize it, or that the Dairis should keep the Messiah, the never-ending chain of the Messiah, a Messiah which was never severed, a heritage which was never severed. We know about Yitzias Mitzrayim, which ended with Matan Torah. So therefore, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim, Emunah. Vigatata Levincha. Tell them that there's Rabbeinu Shalayim. Tell them that Rabbeinu Shalayim controls the affairs of the world. That he created the world and he controls the world. And who? And he alone and nobody else. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo shaliach. He alone and nobody else. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tell it to your children. Besides that, like the saying says, a person is what he eats. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to eat Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim came from Elikus, from big Eiris that emanated from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us not only to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it should become part of us. How could it become part of us? We are what we eat. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, with his kayach, that is a kayli achel, took the shemais and the sipurim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he told the Yidden, if you're going to bake a certain matzah, and you're going to bake it lishma, the shem mitzvahs matzah, and you're going to be mikayim ushmatem as a matzahs. So the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim will go into the matzahs. And then when you're going to eat it, it'll become part of you. You're going to internalize Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's going to become part of etzame atzamecha, and dam midamecha, and basam mipsarecha. That's the matzah. The matzah is Yitzias Mitzrayim, food of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It should become part of us, that even after Pesach we have it in our bones, in our flesh, in our blood, in our brains. It's a nutrient, a heilige nutrient. The matzah that we eat is only an envelope consisting of water and flour. But we don't see the inside. The inside is Ruchnius. The inside is Shemus Agadation. It is not my derech generally to speak to Bachrim and Yanim of Kabbalah. But a little smattering, just to give you an idea of what matzah is. There is a special food that has kedima, has preference over all other foods. That's lechem. If you have any kind of food on the table, but there's lechem, you have to make a bracha over the lechem first. Lechem has special mitzvahs. You have to wash for it, make a mitzi, consisting of 10 words. And like the Medrash says, that there are 10 mitzvahs starting with the plowing of the field, which are related to lechem. and Hamaiti has 10 words, Kneged Yasera Mamareis. And Lechem consists of everything that a person needs. The Lechem Lavav Amish Yisad. But the Pasuk says, when you eat Lechem, you're not eating Lechem. The Rabbani Shalom put certain kaiches into the Lechem which are invisible, you don't see them. Kilei ala lechem levada yichye ha'odam. Ki al kol maitze pi Hashem yichye ha'odam. The Rashay Mesakdaish and the maitze pi Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the lechem. And that's why lechem is so important. That's why you must eat it betahara, with netilas yadayim. And everything in the Torah is multiplied by three, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. And that's why the Gemara says, the Torah was given in the third Chodesh Sivan through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third one to be born after Aaron and after Miriam and Aaron, and it was given in the third Chodesh, as I said, and on the third day, and it consists of Torah Nevi'im Iksuvim, so Torah has a Shaychus with Fri. Because Torah is a bechina of Yankov Avinu, the third of the Aves. Al Kopanim, when we eat lechem, that give and begedusha of the Torah, like a yid is supposed to eat lechem, then it gives us a gedusha, because the lechem is not the lechem levadai. The pasuk says, "There's a mitzvah pi Hashem." The Rabbanei Shlomo is in the lechem, so therefore lechem is begematria 3 times the Shem Havaya. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, right? 3 times 26, how much is? 78, begematria lechem. And then we take the lechem and we dip it in melach, which is also 78, 3 times the Shem Havaya, which is keflayim letushi, it gives it extra kaiches. And that's lechem. But that's how you spell the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the Zohar tells us that there's even a bigger madrega in the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya with the milui, filling it up with the oisius. We take the Yud of the Shem Havaya, but we fill it up with the oisius. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, right? And Hey is Hey Aleph. So Yud Vav Dalet is begematria 20. Together with Hey Aleph, 26. So you see that the first two Isis of the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei, already contain the entire Shem Havaya, it's 26. Then we add the Vav, Vav Aleph Vav, which is 13. 13 and 26, how much is? 39. Then we add the Hey, which is Hey Aleph, 6. So we have 45. So there's a Hey Chetimtza that Adam, which is Begamatria 45, should eat a higher sort of lechem. So there are certain types of lechem where the Shem Havaya is not 3 times 26, but 3 times 45. How much is 3 times 45? The Shem Havaya with the milui? 135. How much is matzah Begamatria? 135. So we see that matzah isn't plain matzah, and lechem isn't plain lechem. Lechem is gematria 3 times the Shem Havaya. Chibi yaseira to neidas le matzah, that matzah is 3 times the Shem Havaya with the milui, the gematria adam 45. 3 times havaya with the milui is gematria matzah. It's a higher sort of lechem. You have Shemus HaGadayshim in the lechem. The matzah that you eat and that you see is only an envelope. There's something inside. There's something meiridik dynamic inside. When you eat matzah, you're eating Yetzias Mitzrayim. It becomes internalized in you. It becomes a chalik of you. So, chametz is Yetzah Hara. Matzah is Yetzah Tov, the Zohar tells us. Now, matzah comes from a higher oilam. It comes from something above. Ki b'chipazan yitzasa mi Mitzrayim. You went out of Mitzrayim b'chipazan, fast. Because everything in this world needs two entities, two qualities to exist and to happen. Nothing can happen in this world unless it happens in two kinds of properties. These are Mekayim and Zman. A thing happens in a certain place and a thing happens in a certain time. Nothing in this world happens unless it happens in a certain place. Nothing in this world happens unless it happens in a certain time. Time and place, the way Einstein would call it, space and time, is what everything in the world, in the Olam Hazeh, consists of. But in the higher Olam, it's Lamalam and Amakim and Lamalam and Azman. When two Eidos come and say that Reuven harag es hanefesh, what is the best to find out? The Yika Chakiris? The Yika thing is B'yeza Mokim or B'yeza Zman. And if two Eidim Zaymimim come and say Yemanu Yisim B'yeza Mokim B'yeza Zman, they're Zaymimim. Because if it wasn't in a certain place and it wasn't a certain time, it didn't happen. So that's why Zaymimim comes from the Sheirish of Zaym, Zman, Mokim, Zayin Mem, Zaymimim. Everything happens in a certain place in a certain Zman. Chametz, which is Chametz Dik, which is Yetzer Hara, has a Shaychus with Olam Hazeh. So therefore, Chametz, you take flour, you mix it with water. This is the original. But Chametz drags you down to Olam Hazeh, to time and space, to Makim and Zman. So therefore, Chametz rises and it assumes Makim, more Makim and more Makim. What makes it rise? The Zman. By leaving it stay, a Shia Chimutz, it rises. In other words, Chametz consists of flour plus Zman plus Makim. Olam Hazeh. Matzah, the Rebbe says, bake it fast. Don't let Zman control Matzah. Don't let the effect of Zman effect matzah, and it shouldn't rise, it shouldn't become high in makim. In other words, matzah is lamala min makim and lamala min azman. This the Maral says, that we don't allow matzah, that olam hazeh, which is makim and zman, we don't allow olam hazeh to have any effect on the matzah. It's a heavenly meichel, it's a meichel of lechem abirim that malachim eat. This is the matzah. And when you eat matzah, you get a moon. And the Zayah Kaddish calls it Meichla dem Heimnusa, a food of a moon. It's a moon of food. You have all kinds of foods. You have Chinese food, Italian food. There's a moon of food, Lahavdil. That's the matzah. And the matzah is a Meichel Kaddish Me'ayt. And that gives you a moon. And the matzah consists of the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore the Haggadah has to be said over the matzah, that the matzah should absorb the sipper of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When is the mitzvah of Yugadah Levincha? Bizman sheyesh matzah umara monachim lefanecha. While we say the Agada, we leave the matzah on the table, we leave it uncovered, and the matzah absorbs the sipper of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and together with all the shemus of the matzah, the kavanus of the matzah, and the achana, how we bake the matzah, we get emunah. Matzah is a source of our emunah. It's Pesach, the yomtiv of emunah, which binds us with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's why in none of the Mayad, in Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you have Kareis. Every Mayad has its mitzvahs. The most stringent mitzvah of Shavuos is not to do any malacha. If you don't do any malacha, if you do a malacha, it's Chayiv Malkus. On Sukkos, if somebody does a malacha, it's Chayiv Malkus. If he doesn't bench Eschik, if he doesn't sit in the Sukkah, he's over a mitzvah sasei. But Pesach is different. Pesach binds you to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. And if you don't keep Pesach al pidin, you're cut off from the Rabbeinu Shalayim. That's kares. If somebody eats chametz on Pesach, it's chayiv kares. Because Pesach binds us to the Rabbeinu Shalayim, the opposite of kares. It's emuna. It's of the Avraham Avinu of Zman. It binds us to the emuna. That's Pesach. And if and Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Kayim, if somebody, even though Asama Mitzvah Sasa doesn't even get Malkus, but there's two exceptions, Karban Pesach. If somebody isn't Bekayim the Karban Pesach, he's Chayiv Kares. The other exception is Mila. Mila is connected with Pesach. Mila is Brisei Shel Avraham Avinu. Pesach and Mila connect us to Avraham Avinu. Our beginning, our Bereishis, our Genesis. So therefore, if somebody isn't Mekusha with the Reishis, with the very source, with the roots, he's cut off, just like cutting off a tree from the roots. So it's Kareis, he's cut off. So these two mitzvah sasas, even though it's only a mitzvah sasa, Pesach and Mila is Chayiv Kareis. And they both belong to Avraham Avinu. Pesach is Avraham Avinu, and Mila is Brisei Shel Avraham Avinu. And therefore, you can do any Aveira, but you can still be Mikayim Karban Pesach. But if somebody is an Orel, he isn't Mala himself, he can't keep Karban Pesach. Because these two mitzvahs are connected with each other. They're the Avraham Avinu within ourselves. Pesach is the beginning. It says, you're going out in the Chaydash of Aviv, of spring. Spring is a beginning. The whole winter passed, everything was dead, all the trees were shrouded in the white tachrichim of the winter, of the snow. And then the spring comes, and the whole world becomes alive. Trias Amesim. What's spring? Trias Amesim, the beginning. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom created the world in Nissan, like the Gemara Paskins, like Rabbi Yeshua. It's a new beginning. Pesach is a new beginning, like Avraham Avinu was a new beginning. Pesach is the beginning. Pesach is Aviv, the spring. And when the spring comes, the whole world becomes full of simcha. The trees start giving out the blossoms, and we make a bracha over the trees, and the world, the fields and the meadows buy a new suit of green. New, everything is new, and the birds come from the south, come back, and they start singing the new neginim that they learned all the way down in the South America, and new. It's song. The whole world is full of song, of shira and zimra. The spring is coming, a new beginning, and that's what Rabbi Shah says. I want. So the Maral explains that because in the Himmel there's a new beginning, Breishis. So and that new beginning, the Breishis, pierces down all the way into Olam Hazeh, and in Olam Hazeh there's a new beginning. So everything on Pesach is new. When do we buy a new suit? For Pesach. When do we take out the new dishes? For Pesach. When do we paint our house? For Pesach. Those ladies and they do things, they don't know why, but they have a Yiddish instinct. They know that Pesach is a new beginning. Mischadshus. The whole Teva is Mischadish. You Yidin, be Mischadish together with the Teva. Hayayim atam yaitzim b'chaydish ha'aviv. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. When the world was created in Tishrei or in Nissan, we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua in Nissan, even though Tishrei is also true. So that's why we have Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, the Yom Adin. Taisus makes a pshara that b'machshava it's in Tishrei and b'peil mamish the world was created in Nissan, and we see it like in Nissan is a new creation, everything becomes alive again. So it's Midas HaChesed. I once explained to you, I think, oh no, I didn't, that Midas HaChesed is Yemin. Midas HaDin is Smoyel. So that's why the Gemara says, and the Shechen Aruch paskens that way, that we always have to be magbir the Midas HaChesed over the Midas HaDin. When you put on your sleeve, the right sleeve comes first. If somebody puts on his left sleeve first, he's over on the halach and the Gemara. But get upon the right shoe first, the right sleeve first. You have to be on your tefillin. The right ritzua is longer than the left ritzua. We're always magbed the midas achesed over the midas adin. The yemin over the smayim. So that's why by Yidin, we write from right to left. From right to left. We start from the right side and we write. By Bnei Esav, which is Smayel, Din, they write from left to right. Because we start from the right, they start from the left. And Yemin, we're Magbar Yemin. Except the Arabs. Because the Arabs are the clipper of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was Chesed, and they're the clipper of Chesed. So they also write from left to right. But mitzad atuma, zunus, which is chesed. But so therefore, writing from right to left is chesed. From left to right is din. Aviv is aleph beis. We start from the aleph and we go to the beis. We start from the right side. And then the Yud Beis in Aviv means Yud Beis Chedoshim. It's the first of the Yud Beis Chedoshim. That's Nissen. Tishrei is the opposite. Tishrei is Midas Adin. That's why you have the Yom Adin in Tishrei. Tishrei is the Aleph Beis backwards. Tav, Shin, Reish. Backwards. And then the Yud is the Machshava. Rashi says in Oz Yosha, Yud means Machshava. So because by Machshava it was created in Tishrei. So, it's the Chodesh of Chesed. Therefore, you have a Schachus. Trias Amesim. Get up alive, right? Don't have it. Don't be delinquent. Go into the world. Go into the fields. You see, everything is new. The birds, new birds are being hatched. New plants are growing. New shrubbery. New flowers. Everything is new. And you won't become new. You won't become part of the Rabbanu Shalom's new B'riya, which is Mechadish. Pesach, you have to be a Mechadish yourself. That's why we learn Parashas HaChodesh. Leiv Tohay Abroli Alekim V'ruach Nochem Chadesh B'Kirbi. Be Mechadish yourself. I'm becoming a new person. From now on, I'm going to make a Nachasuch to the Rabbanu Shalom. Be Mechadish yourself together with the whole B'riya. Be part of the Rabbanu Shalom's B'riya. Get up alive. You were dead till now, like the trees were dead. So that's why on Chalamayit Pesach we learn the Avtair of Trias HaMeisim of Yecheskel, who brought back to life the Atzameis HaYaveshes, the dead bones, the dried bones. He made them alive again, because Pesach is Trias HaMeisim. And the Ramah brings on the Shechen Aruch that we have the Kabbalah that Trias HaMeisim will be on Pesach. So so Pesach is coming, the Yom Tov of Emunah. We have Baruch Hashem discussed Emunah this Zman. Bezer Hashem we will continue, and Pesach is the source of your Emunah. It's your beginning, it's your Breishis, it's your Avraham Avinu, the Reish L'Maminim. The Rebbe should help. We should all enjoy and benefit from all the brachais and yeshuais and atzlachais that come down in the Chag HaMatzos. We should all have a kosher of Freilich HaPesach.